early morning in Samburu. 10-year-old Erla Lenguris is having her only meal of the day, porridge mixed with cooking oil, before heading out to tend to her father's herd of goats. Her father, Mark Lenguris, earns around $100 a month. The family's diet mainly consists of rice, polenta, and beans. It's what they can afford and what's available. Samburu gets low rainfall throughout the year. Drought is common. Herders can travel more than 160 kilometers in search of green pasture.
The grazing ground for cattle, camel, or sheep is just so scarce. So that's why I have rather some option of half farming, because there's no ground to graze, nowhere to take now animals to get grass.
Lenguris started planting fruit trees about a year ago as part of a United Nations-funded initiative by Savanna Kenya. Today, they plant Moringa stenopetela. Its leaves can be eaten raw or cooked and are good sources of calcium, iron, and other key vitamins like A and C.
In an area like this, there needs to be more food production, a greater diversity, and with more trees that can provide it, especially food-producing trees that we plant. And with great diversity comes a greater diversity of nutrition that's available and healthier people.
They are planting other trees also indigenous to the region that need little water, like African oak and desert date trees. The community expects its first harvest in about a year. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Samburu, Kenya.